Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I had several lines that said, I whisper, I love you, Ron. And then the car gets quiet. Now, then they let me improvise, and I ran with it like a sailfish with a hook. I mean, I went deep.
What's the longest you've ever waited in a line?
I've probably done an hour at a theme park for a key ride, but I can't imagine going more than an hour.
I've done like easy 6 hours or more. Miami.
You've done 6 hours?
Miami immigration to come in from Bolivia.
Hold on. That gets a little, there we go. Funny line of the show.
We'll see you, Rob and I, with our better halves on Saturday. We've just purchased our tickets.
I love it. And then I'm hoping that you and Rob will go away and leave your wives in my good stead.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
How much crap do I give you about being late over the course of a year? And now 2 days in a row, it's been all me, right?
You're usually late in the summers.
But you have a good excuse.
Yeah.
No, besides the watch, there's one other thing.
Oh, another, an outlier?
I will talk to you, yeah.
All right.
That's so fresh, I can't tell the story on the air.
Yeah. Fresh? Yeah. Weeping?
It's heavy.
Oh.
Anyhow. What's that?
What? I said ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh. Hey, let's not keep our guests waiting, because that would be 2 days in a row with my technical issues and then my tardiness. David Koechner is currently on tour with the Blue Skies and Dirty Lies show with Rob Mayer. This weekend, he will be at the Arlington Cinema Draft House. A wonderful venue for comedy. Fantastic. And he's coming soon to Cincinnati, as they say it, Burbank, Columbus, Ohio, Buffalo, and Minneapolis. There he is, David Koechner. And tickets and show times at davidkoechner.com. And you know this wonderful man. He's been all
famous
over the place.
Of course.
David, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Thank you so much. Let's get it on.
David.
Let's do that.
We'll see you, Rob and I, with our better halves on Saturday. We've just purchased our tickets. We're excited.
I love it. And then I'm hoping that you and Rob will go away and leave your wives in my good stead.
Yeah, good
Mr.
luck with that.
You're a married man, as I understand it. What do you plan on doing with the spouses?
I guess you haven't read the news. Finally, after 3 years of litigation, my final judgment of the divorce decree was finalized on August 24, 2022.
Really?
So it's fresh.
Now it makes a lot of things make sense as far as the touring, a very vigorous touring schedule. You and our friend Mr. Mayer are traveling all over the place. I want to start with having a daughter that's in Los Angeles, that's been struggling both in New York and L.A., just trying to get work, trying to get, whether it's theater, whether it's movies, commercials, whatever. I have a question for you my questions deal with it. They're kind of weird. They're a little different. But what is the secret, David, to being in everything? Second City, SNL, The Office, Anchorman. What is the secret to
success?
You're all over the place. I mean, it's
omnipresent.
Like, take the talent out of it.
All right. If I was Todd Packer, I would tell you the secret to success is blackmail. Get something on everybody.
There he is.
I'll tell you this. I'm taking it. Your daughter's an actress.
Yes.
Trying to get work out in Los Angeles.
Yep. She's a bartender right now.
Okay. Well, I don't know anything about the background and what she's doing. Is she a comic or is she just an actor? She's an actor.
And, okay. I think she has a focus on, she could probably do comedy,
Mike's
but she's got a focus.
From his daughter,
she's not a comic.
Somewhat.
She's not a comic.
What do you mean I'm estranged from my daughter?
That's overstating it.
We have a guest here. What the hell does
He's
that mean?
He's an estranged father.
Well, you've been through divorces. You guys have that in common.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm on my third wife and this is a child of my second marriage. And,
I wouldn't classify you as absentee.
David was answering my question.
So she's a serious actress.
Yes.
I didn't know I was going to be invited onto the Beverly Hills Housewives.
It's always like this.
Here's
David.
The thing. I'll tell you what. I don't know anything about your daughter.
Okay.
I only know my journey. I can only comment on my journey. And for me, it's quite easy. Mm-hmm. I go out in front of several hundred people. I can either make them laugh or I cannot, because that's my goal. Now, you go out in front of about 200 people and you're trying to, just do a play or emote. That's a tough one. What makes you better than the other person doing the same exact job, the same exact lines? What makes you intrinsically more charismatic, makes you more interesting? Because my side of the business, you make them laugh, period. Then there are other things that can build upon that in terms of your popularity, blah, 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 right? Now, for the acting community, there's a whole laundry list of things that can make you appealing.
Mm-hmm.
So the number one is you have to be physically appealing. Let's take everybody out of the equation. No names here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the stars and why? Now, name anybody or think of any star, male or female, that's huge. And oftentimes it's based on looks. Half of their success is based on their looks, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just the straight acting business. And then a lot of it, the rest of it is charisma and how hard you're going to work. Christian Bale is not the most beautiful man in the world. He's handsome, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's good looking. There's better looking guys, but... he has a dedication to the craft that's unmatched. So the only thing that can ensure your success as an actor is how hard are you willing to work? You've got to work as hard as Kobe. You've got to work as hard as Michael Jordan. You've got to work as hard as Christian Bale. You've got to work as hard as, why is his name escaping me? Prick up your ears. Gary Oldman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my guess is any of these people doesn't read a script once. They become obsessed. What makes them better than everybody else? How are they able to divine something in such a way that no one else could have done it the way they did it? What made them more interesting? So all I say, you can't give advice to anybody. Either you do it or you don't. But the advice I will give to actors is read the book Outliers. Do you know she's read that?
Great book. I read the book.
I don't know. We're strange.
My only suggestion is read Outliers.
Yes.
Listen to On Writing by Stephen King because he narrates his own book and it's delicious. Those are my only two pieces of advice. The rest of it, we could dissect this for the next 2 days. How long has she been doing it?
She's been out of school for about 3 years.
What's she studying in school?
She studied theater.
Okay. Does she have an exceptional voice? Is she not in the musical business?
No.
Okay, fine. That's not part of it. All right. So she's got her degree in acting. Has she been taking classes out here?
Tons.
Okay. Well, that's it.
And in New York. She's been doing that. Okay. In fact, the only thing that would be consistent is study. She's been studying and studying and studying.
And has she had any success?
None.
She's not been cast. Has she auditioned for plays or short films?
She's done short stuff for, theater projects out there and in New York. And she's, she's done little stuff, small, very, very small stuff from students, a lot of students.
Let me refine my question.
Yes.
Out here in Los Angeles.
This is a great answer.
Has she been cast, huh?
I appreciate this information. I'm going to pass this along.
Here in Los Angeles, has she auditioned for short films? Or is she doing them herself?
No, she's probably auditioned for everything.
Okay. Keep auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Short films, plays. You've got to just keep doing the work, keep doing the work, keep doing the work, keep doing the work. Now, at some point, somebody has to realize and be very honest with themselves, am I making progress? When I started in Chicago, I kept my eye on everybody I started with, except for one person. There's one person I started with, and I removed that person from my mean, if you know what I'm saying, correct?
Okay.
Like he's no longer part of my graph, right? I'm making the same progress as everybody else, and I'm making a lot more progress than some other people that don't seem making any progress. The one person I took out of my mean, his name was Chris Farley. I'm like, oh, that doesn't count.
An outlier.
Good call.
I started with Farley. Mm-hmm. Now, what can we say? Now, why is Farley the funniest, the best?
Well, because he's an outlier. He's unique. He's
what is it that he does?
He commits totally. Physical 100%.
Commitment.
Yeah.
His commitment is unmatched. Fearless. His fearless commitment is unmatched. And he has a natural gift for comedy. He doesn't think about timing. It exists within him. He does it. He has it with such true, raw emotion, right? Those are his gifts. Raw emotion, innate timing, and commitment. Now, did it cost him?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it did. And he's certainly not an outlier when it comes to that, paying that kind of a price. And with your experience at SNL, I want to ask you about, do you think is that the cooker? Is that the pressure cooker that did that contribute to it? Obviously, he'd had great success in film right before. What do you think it is?
That was his own demons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he felt pressured. I mean, I don't know, but I'm an addict, you know, mm-hmm. I'm an alcoholic. I had to get it under control. You know, the only way to get success there is you have to get into a program. You know, you have to recognize that you're powerless against these outside forces and then deal with it. Cause if you dance with them, they're going to win, you know?
Let me ask you about that, since in this day and age, when you're talking about your demons, you're in the public eye, you know, your demons are splashed over the internet for everybody to see. How difficult, and Rob's been through,
Rob has been sober six months
with health issues with alcohol. Yeah. So we all have had our issues with it. I'm not going to ask how does it affect you. I'm going to ask, what is it like? Cause it's never happened.
I'm sure it affects my work. I'm sure mm-hmm. it affects my ability to get a job. So then I have to double down and regain trust with a lot of people. You know, I have put a lot of measures in place in my life now where it makes it much more easy to maintain sobriety. I say easy, it's never easy. It makes it, I don't know what the right word is, convenient. So I'm doing, not only am I doing a program, not only do I have a group of people that are in the sober community that I'm in touch with every day, and I have a sponsor, and I go to meetings, and I also have other things. I take a certain medication, and I, you know, also use technology that makes sure I maintain my sobriety. So it's going to take time for the community to understand and see, like, wow, that's what sober Kechner is. So then what happens is now I will have all of my faculties and all of my powers at my disposal. And it will be then witnessed. So it might take some time, you know, but I'm here. I ain't quitting.
You know, I'm so glad you're talking about this, because I really, how do I put this the right way? I watched your, the video of when you got popped. And it's strange. The way I felt about it was not because you were coming on the show. I looked at that and I said, That's just that I completely empathized with what you were going through. I think the process is very, very difficult. Obviously, you've taken something from that to change the direction of your life, which I have tremendous respect for. But when you're in that, this is hard. This is a difficult discussion for me to have. When you're in that moment, I just sometimes say, as bad as it is, and I am not condoning getting behind the wheel if you're impaired in any way, shape, or form. But sometimes when you see that and you see what's going through, and I'm saying to myself, and I'm not trying to justify what you did. I know you wouldn't want to do that either. When you're going through something like that, and I'm talking about a sobriety checkpoint and you're dealing with that, that's a tough call for a 63-year-old guy if I'd had lemonade. I mean, I'm looking at that and just, it's very frustrating. And my heart goes out to you.
It humanizes you.
And so when you say that I've had to, to get work, I've had to double down on certain things. I think that because of the person that you are and coming out the way you're handling it, which is the first time I've heard of it, that you're dealing with it head on, I mean, I've gone from loving your work and being a fan of what you do to taking that now to the next level where, the sky's the limit and I root for you. Yeah,
and
I
can
feel
have
so,
our lives.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, Carla, come in here. You're going to sleep with David Koechner. And she's a beautiful woman.
All I would do with your wives is tell them how wonderful you are. That's why
Thank
I love
you. God bless you.
She'd call you out
God
on that.
That's it. Let me get the plug in again. We're talking to David Koechner. David's going to be locally in the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. He will be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House. And that'll be coming up also around the country. Cincinnati, Burbank, Columbus, Ohio, yeah. Buffalo, Jimmy Cerrito. Our listeners up in Buffalo will love that in Minneapolis. He's going to do stand-up. And also there's a matinee. Are you still doing the matinee with the office trivia? With
Saturday
with Packer,
myself, me and Rob Mayer, office trivia with the real Todd Packer. What's
That's
up,
awesome.
My nerds?
I think that it's so gratifying to hear somebody deal with stuff head on, because there's not enough of that, I think, nowadays, where people say, "Yep, did that, fixing it, trying to get on there." You're not in any way saying the journey's over. You're on. I'm just. I don't know you, but I'm proud of you. I really am. That's great.
The journey is never over. You have to make a decision what you're going to do with your life, and part of it cannot include things that you cannot, that you are powerless in. Mm. So if I'm powerless over a thing, then I don't deal with it. I don't dance with that. Part of the program is, you have to make that declaration. I am powerless over this particular thing, therefore I don't engage with it. I've lost my privilege. And that's fine, because the beauty of this is what I'm going to find is so much better and so much richer. It'll be puzzling why the hell I ever did it in the first place.
Rob, what do you say to that when you hear this?
This is so enlightening to me. It is the whole deal of knowing that you can't dance with someone or a problem that you can't win is so true. It's absolutely true. And that his phrasing on losing the privilege really hits home, because I had that privilege for a long time and I exercised that privilege every night for 30 years.
Yeah.
And it just, my body took away my privilege of that. And it's an amazing take on it that I hadn't thought of. I love it.
And that's why I think you people get together when they're dealing with recovery. They deal. That's why people can
we welcome you
people. No, I'm probably right there, but just haven't committed yet.
That's up to everybody individually. I mean, the biggest message, of course, is never, ever, 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 ever drink and drive. Please, never do that. I would say every car should have an interdiction device. That should be standard. If you're not sober, you don't get the privilege of driving this machine.
I think that would be easy to do.
Yeah.
That's like seatbelts when they didn't want to put seatbelts in cars too. Yeah, they could do that.
I don't care. Too bad. Then don't drive.
Mm. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Let's have some fun right now, can we? Because we've been heavy.
Yes.
We've been heavy. I want to get light a little bit here. Your greatest two of your greatest successes. I'm going to ask you about Todd Packer, and I'm going to ask you about Anchorman. Okay.
Right.
First question about Todd Packer. I wrote this down. I'll read it verbatim. The office cast always looked genuinely uncomfortable with Todd Packer, and I don't think they were acting. What say you, Mr. Koechner?
That's great. What's that from?
I look at clips from Todd Packer, and they look... I just don't think it was a stretch. How were you? Would you ramp up your character prior to shooting those scenes so that people? It's just yeah. The office is all about the cutaways.
Where's the quote from?
The quote that's from Mike O'Mara.
Yes. That's his quote.
That's his quote.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, look, we're all actors. We're all friends.
Right.
You know, in life, I'm a good person. I'm a good man. I love to have fun. Now, you give me a cannon and a cannonball and a fuse, and you say, here's what I want you to do. I want you to aim it at this person.
Right.
Now, no one's going to get hurt in real life. Mm-hmm. You go ahead and do it. Like, that's my job? Okay. How about if I put two shots in there?
Yeah, you have a background, obviously, with Second City, with SNL, a lot of improv. And when I see your character Champ in Anchorman, was that born, that the homoerotic relationship with Ron Burgundy, was that born? That was so good that I think it could not possibly have come from the writer's room. It had to be some sort of improv
organic
on set. And I was always curious about whether you guys were doing some stuff. Hey, why don't we make Champ fond of Ron in that special way, since there's so much obvious improv in that movie?
There's the part in the script. There's the part in the script. Do I have it here?
No. This is great. This is great.
He's looking in his office for the Anchorman script.
Where's my Anchorman script?
Right. Oh, this is the second one.
Okay.
The part in the script, when we're having drinks after a broadcast, we're talking about the pancake breakfast. That's in the script.
Okay. Right? All right.
Point is, Ron, the Channel 4 news team needs you. Now, I need you. I miss you so damn much. I miss your laugh. I miss your scent. Mr. Musk. So I look at those. I look at the script. That's in the script.
Okay, you're right. There it is. It's right there.
Like,
you've answered it.
More gas. Let's put more gas right there.
Wow.
So I decided to look for more moments of shading where we could see Champ has a little bit more than friendship going on with Ron. Now, I don't know if you've seen the movie Wake Up Ron Burgundy, which was a movie that had the original plot of the script. Wake Up Ron, the original Anchorman had a different plot, wherein there was a group of people that called themselves the Alarm Clock, and they kidnapped Veronica Corningstone, and we had to go rescue her from an observatory. We shot all of that for the movie.
It wasn't
in the final thing. It still exists in a movie called Wake Up Ron Burgundy. They put it out subsequently. I'm pretty sure there is the scene online where Champ professes his love for Ron. In the scripted thing, we're driving to the observatory to rescue Veronica. And I had several lines that said, I whisper, I love you, Ron. And then the car gets quiet. Now, then they let me improvise, and I ran with it like a sailfish with a hook. I mean, I went deep. You've got to look that awesome. Clip up.
That is awesome. David, you know, when the body of work that you've done, I mean, you've done so many films and you've been on so many different shows. When you're on the road, a lot of people talk about when they do stand up that they have to do stand up. That stand up is part of their DNA, and that's it. When you're on the road, is there anything that would make you, you know, call the the Arlington Draft House, call the Laugh Factory, say I'm in Cincinnati, but where you would run back to LA and drop everything and get involved with it? I mean, or does it even work like that? Because I don't know what I'm a DJ. I don't know how it works. I have no idea.
The way it works is if you have a commitment to the club, you've got to do that. There are a lot of people depending on that work. Now, if before 30 days before your date, if you have work offered to you, then you can make an arrangement with the club. Can we move my date, and can you find somebody else to take my place? Because there's tons of comics, right? So then you would try to find another date for you to go to that club. And then you could go to like, so you're talking about if you get a TV show or a movie.
Okay. Right? Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But that's the only circumstance. I had a friend of mine get married in August, but I had a commitment in Phoenix. And I was like, I want to go to my buddy's wedding. But I was already inside of 30 days.
Oh.
So I can't screw everybody over, right?
Because you'll get a reputation with the club owners like that. And when you do it.
No, I mean, you know, if you sell tickets, they'll hire you back. It's just a shitty thing to do, and I'm not that type of person.
Okay, all right. As far as our good friend from the Rob and Joe show, guy that's been on this show, what is it? What is the nature of your relationship with Rob Mayer?
It's undisclosed.
Do you miss his scent?
Or Mrs. Musk. Are you talking about Mr. Diamond?
Hey, don't go there, pal. Don't go there.
There are secrets.
We keep the curtain drawn on certain things. We truly do.
Got you.
But I'm glad you're a fan of Nicholas Diamond and his work as well.
Rob and I met a number of years ago. We haven't sat down. He thinks it's Foxwoods in Connecticut. I thought I played with him at Arlington Draft House 6 years ago. I'm not sure. And the nature of my show, because I have five kids, that certainly informs my show. Uh-huh. Rob doesn't have kids, so we don't have any material that bumps. Mm-hmm. You know, his material is all different than my material. His style is different, but complementary to what I do. He's a great stand-up. He's a great friend. And when I met him, we had a blast hanging out together. And I had come into a situation where I'd be traveling all over the country, and typically the feature act, the guy that goes, typically there's a local host that does 8 minutes, and then the feature act does 20, and then I do an hour. Well, typically I kept running into a situation where the regional feature act, usually in his late 30s, early 40s, had a lot of material about his children. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I had a lot more material about my children in my act. And I would have to tell them, you can't do your kid stuff because mm-hmm. I'm going to go do kid stuff. And now this poor person does he have an extra half an hour? He can just dig up and go, here it is. So it was much easier for me for a number of reasons. I really love Rob as a human being and as a comic, but it makes it simple that, you know, I don't have to worry about what material is going to go before mine. So then I can control that. Like we say in all those, you know, management books, how much of life can you control, right? Here's the big circles and there's things that intersect in the middle. Well, I can control who my feature act is, and it makes my show guaranteed better every time. I know I'm going to have a great feature act. Then the bonus is I get someone wonderful to hang out with.
Oh, that's great.
And then like that, Rob and I came up with the Office Trivia Show together. That wouldn't exist without Rob. Mm. He and I are working on a couple of scripts, and he always has great ideas, and we give each other notes on stand-up because we both, you know, respect each other as artists. So it's just a win all the way around.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Warms the heart.
Please don't tell him I said any of this.
Yeah, I don't like him, but anyway, moving right along, as far as, and we appreciate your time. We're going to let you go in a second here, but, the five children, if I can, and I'm sorry about the marital stuff.
I'm not sorry. Listen.
Okay. All right.
I'm happy.
Okay. Well, I was too. Both times.
Yeah, right. You get it. In fact, I would say most of the time someone says I'm getting divorced, you wait a beat, you can say, how do you feel about it? Don't go, I'm sorry. Right. How do you feel about it? I'm happy. Then I go, congratulations. I can let them tell me how they're feeling first before I decide to label it one way or the other.
Well, sure. And it's a brave thing to do. A lot of people don't.
Yes.
A lot of people stay unhappy. A lot of people don't, you know, move on with life. And my kids from a previous marriage are happy. And it's everybody's happy. She remarried. Everybody's good. Everybody's wonderful. I played golf, David Koechner, with a guy that was fresh into it. That was right in the throes of it. And for 18 holes, this guy talked about one thing and one thing only. I finally put my arm around him and I looked at him. I said, dude, you gotta eat the S sandwich, okay? Just move on. Move on with your life, because you can't change the other person. It's not gonna work like that.
Well,
and
so
you have to,
married?
You know, do, what's that?
Were they still married?
They were, I think they were separated and going through the divorce, and it was every, oh, she wants this, she wants that. I'm not going to give her this. I said, you're going to kill yourself. You have to do it. You have to just move on. That's the advice I give people going through.
Yes.
That,
let me out of this. What's the quickest yes. exit, please?
Right.
Now, I was in a situation where that person wouldn't let me get out. Mm-hmm. That person was enjoying dragging it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very difficult.
Well, I'm glad you're happy.
Clear
you
now.
You seem clear. And you seem like a nice person. So you probably, it's probably going to be hard for you to answer this question. But in your illustrious show business career, before we let you go, have you ever worked with anybody who was a real dick?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to tell me?
No.
That's a good way to end. Best food city, in your opinion.
I'll tell you this. Listen.
Okay. Tell me that.
You realize there are people that are unhappy. And it has mm-hmm. nothing to do with me. And I've had someone say something to me and I thought, I can cut you in half with one response, but I'm just going to let you be. And then mm-hmm. he's going to have to live with that thing he said that he thought was a jibe toward me. And I know he lost. It didn't hit my doorstep. Mm-hmm. You try to throw a rock at my window, it's somewhere in the yard, maybe. But, you know, and then I realized how fearful he was of me, that he thought he had to say something to try to take anything from me. My confidence, my talent, there's nothing he can touch. And he knows that to this day. But it doesn't matter. Yes, sir. You had another thing to follow. And
one last thing.
Rarely in comedies do you deal with douchebags. Everyone's usually there to have a good time.
And God, I mean, you've done so many things that look like they were just so much fun. I just can't imagine how much fun it was.
Exactly.
Best food city. You've been on the road for a very long time, especially recently. What's the best food city?
Boy, that's, you know, there's a great restaurant in every city.
There's a great restaurant in every city, but there's one particular, you know, where you go, where you're on the plane and, you know, I've got this gig, but man, I've got to stop here. And if it's multiples, that's cool.
I don't know if this is a fair question, Mike, because he hasn't been to Columbus, Ohio yet on this tour.
Hey, don't slam Columbus.
Is there that sandwich that's popular in Columbus? Is that the loose meat sandwich?
I've heard of it. I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. We love food on this show. That's why we talk about it. Oh no! Did he just freeze?
I think he did.
Just in time.
Oh, just in time. We didn't get the food city.
We got the rest, though.
We did get the rest.
Jeez, we got the important parts.
That's wonderful.
Sobriety.
We lost. That was fantastic. That was really
really thoughtful answers.
If we're able to reconnect, Pony, try to reconnect real quick, and otherwise we can move on. But Rob, I'm just, you were silent during that discussion. How did that make you feel? I mean, what are you thinking?
It made me feel. It was hitting so close to home with so many of the thoughts.
Were you
he had.
In a state of? Were you taken aback by that a little bit?
A little bit, because I did not expect that to be the tone of this interview whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And he said some really, really valid things.
Yeah.
And it's you know, it's that whole thing about the privilege. He said it more than once: the privilege to drive, the privilege to drink, the privilege to do this or that. And that really is the people that get themselves in trouble are the ones that abuse the privilege. And I'm not beyond saying I abused it.
No, we're lucky to have you still.
Yeah, but it's that, and also you can't go in and dance with someone that you're going to lose to. You just can't do it. And he's right. Yeah. He's absolutely right.
Oscar and I like it so much, though, now still.
I know, and you know what? I don't fault you.
Do you like it as much as you used to, Oscar?
No, I
don't.
I don't like it as much as I used to. And I certainly don't like it.
I
stopped liking it as much as I used to once Rob got sick. Because
mm-hmm.
I realized, you know, I don't know how much
he liked it. Okay, on Saturday night, not a whole bunch.
Yeah, but not enough. Not we left when I we left.
No, we left.
Yeah,
early.
Like
we did.
I wasn't in shambles.
No,
you know?
You weren't. You were.
It's you start when people around you, when you almost lose people around you to this demon.
Mm-hmm.
You start thinking about, like, why even bother?
That. You know, and you know, when you get older,
and he said
the mornings after are more troublesome, and that's that. Did you, during your time when you, and just we'll end up this, we've been pretty heavy, even with David, we were pretty heavy, but getting back to the booze thing, so would you in your heaviest times when you were functioning, and I mean like Monday through Friday when you're coming into work, did you have like days that they were where you had horrible hangovers and you just kept it kind of quiet?
No, I never did. I really
never
did. I was I mean, I'm not very good at a lot of things, but I was very good at drinking. I was good at it.
Wow.
I would, you know what?
That's probably what's kept me out of rehab because I don't, I would get, you know, so hungover.
Sometimes it would be hard to put my feet on the carpet in the morning, but by the time I was here, I felt okay. I felt I could do it.
But you feel the difference between now and 6 months ago.
Oh my God, yes. And what he said, another thing he said that was like just a hit to the face was, I wonder what would have happened if this had never gotten to this point, and why have I been fooling with it for the last 30 years?
Well, you didn't know. You were in the grips of a disease.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, it's. I love it when people, I mean, I've gone from a fan to being a Turbo fan now.
Oh my
He's
God.
A super nice guy. Rob Mayer has told us that. He's great. I love that relationship that they have. And to deal with the head on, God bless him. Mm-hmm. And all good things to David Koechner. If you're in D.C., go check him out, really. Say hi for
this
me, guys,
weekend.
When
you go see him. Friday, Saturday night.
So. And I'll go see him when he comes down to South Florida.
And what
that's awesome.
So what must it be like to have touched so many comedy touchstones of our era?
Oh,
you know, they'll talk about
God.
The Office in 100 years. They'll talk about Saturday Night Live in 100 years.
Right.
He was at the Second City. He worked with Conan.
Will
Anchorman,
Ferrell,
yes.
And Anchorman probably, in my opinion, that's the movie I like the best.
Yeah.
Is Anchorman.
He has touched so many comedic like forces and been a part of them. And arguably a major part, the Packer part on The Office. I wanted to ask him, my kids put The Office on streaming and just leave it on. They love it that much.
Guys, let me correct. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
The special event is at 4 o'clock on Saturday this
matinee,
weekend.
Yep.
It's a matinee. And then he'll have a 7 and 9:30 show. Rob and I are going to the 7 o'clock show on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. With our wives. But yeah, this weekend, if you're in the D.C. area, go see this man
and
Rob Mayer.
Don't tell Carrie because this is her birthday present.
Yeah.
Since
it's a secret.
We weren't able to say a proper goodbye, we'll say he's alumnus. If you were wondering who, you know, his pedigree. Chicago Second City Theater. Koechner got his first break as a cast member on SNL. Then as a sketch player on Late Night with Conan O'Brien. He has since become an instantly recognizable face appearing in more than 200 films and television shows. Additional notable film credits include Waiting, Out Cold, Talladega Nights, Get Smart, Extract, Thank You for Not Smoking. It's not Thank You for Smoking. Is it,
it is Thank You for Smoking.
Yeah,
it's Thank You for Smoking.
Mm-hmm.
A Haunted House, Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Wait, David's back.
Oh, awesome.
He's back?
He's back.
Oh, we can say a proper goodbye.
Yeah.
Okay. Really, it's just a, and there, let's see. Pony, how are we doing? Pony, communicate.
He's coming out. He is on
his iPhone.
I'm sure
his camera.
I'm sure he had to.
All right, David. We just wanted to say a proper goodbye and thank you so very much. I just want to say it to your face since I said it just a minute ago. True congratulations on dealing with things in your life head on and being an inspiration to people. And I know you help people when you do that. And I think you're probably aware of that as well. Any final words for the Mike O'Mara Show listening audience, all 11 of them?
Michael Marriott, right?
Michael Marriott, that's right, David.
Marriott.
Thank you.
Fortune.
Yes. You don't need to laugh
Michael
that loud, Marriott, Oscar.
Yeah. At the plate and whammy!
Whammy. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
See you this weekend and all around the country. That's David Koechner, everybody. We will take a break, and we will come back with the homepage and more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Nothing Oscar likes more than when a big-time star gets my name totally mangled. That's wonderful. We'll be right back, everybody.
Your boys Twitch and Amato.
Have you seen Tim OS on TikTok? It's tiny, delicious, bite-sized morsels from the boys at the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's friggin' unbelievable.
Tim OS on TikTok.
It's hotter than a deep-fried calzone for Luigi's on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn.
Oh!
And now I'm off to the all-you-can-eat Kiss concert.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, with the housing market facing an especially cold winter,
Can home buyers gain the upper hand? Can they? According to my good friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, having the right mortgage lender can give you that advantage. The lender you work with can make the difference between celebrating a new home versus losing your dream home and kicking yourself. And that's tough when you kick yourself because you never know where it's going to live. Lending has changed a lot. And whether you're a first-time home buyer or you're a veteran investor, you need a team that will get to know your specific situation and get you the absolute best deal and program. Cornerstone First Financial continues to wow their clients with their low rates and ease of underwriting and speed to the closing table. It's no wonder they continue to be voted one of the best year after year after year. Even if you're working with another mortgage company, use them as a sounding board to make sure you are getting the best deal. Plus, they're our friends, so call Cornerstone First Financial today. The number it's the number one mortgage company of TMOS, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Pony, do we know what happened with Mr. Keckner? Was that just
it was just a dropped call?
Yeah, his computer looked like it died. The battery died on his computer.
So yeah, well, it was. It's always
I see dead people.
What was that? I didn't know.
Wow!
I played that.
So he's not welcome anymore.
I apologize.
Of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is really like everything is like since I came back.
Yeah.
Everything is out of, it's out of whack.
Well,
I'm
sorry. You're getting back.
You're on island time, Mom.
Island.
Oh, God. I could have done 3 weeks there. And Adam Levine has denied that he cheated on his wife, Bahati Prinsloo. I have to say that like Jack Ken Cook again. Bahati Prinsloo.
So he didn't lie with her, Squire?
Yeah, he said he did not cheat with the model Sumner Stroh. That name, Vote for Sumner. But he does admit, I know it's summer. Don't
but
send
still,
me an email.
It's so great.
He admits that he crossed the line. Oh, Adam, please.
Yes.
Okay. Here's his quote. I'll let you deal with it as you see fit.
All right.
I use poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. In certain instances, it became inappropriate. I have addressed that and taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family. He added, quote, my wife and my family is all I care about in this world. To be this naive and stupid enough to risk the only thing that truly matters to me was the greatest mistake I could ever make. The greatest mistake you would ever make would be not admitting that you cheated. I'm sorry. I have no idea whether he has or he hasn't.
At different times, obviously, certain things were more important than other things.
How?
It must be a sliding scale.
How are we to judge this man?
We're not. We're not even. So he might be telling the truth. He might just be super flirtatious.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's
God. I hope so.
This is what's wild: is the response online has been 50-50. Half the audience is like, "This is disgusting. How dare he?"
I'm not at all in that category.
And then the other half, they're making parody videos of like. I didn't want to say anything, but Adam Levine and I have hung out, and he does text me all the time, and it's all these other influencers saying that they're doing this.
That he's just a texter?
Yeah, but they're just, it's a parody of the video, because what they're saying about this young lady is that she's using this for clout.
Yeah.
And the excuse that it was going to come out anyways is
so you don't think he, so where do you line up on this? Do you think he climbed on top?
I think this man has done clapping push-ups on hundreds of women.
I agree.
That's it.
And that's just mine.
His name is actually French for the vine.
Thank you. That was not germane to the conversation, but that's great.
Thank you.
He says, I will never make that mistake again. I take full responsibility. We will get through it, and we will get through it together. Well, so say you.
With all his abs.
Yeah.
Sumner apparently wasn't his only mistake, though.
Oh,
no.
Because two other women have come forward claiming he sent them inappropriate messages. No word on whether it was inappropriate.
I've seen
dudes
dressing in pajamas doing videos like this.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, who
Mike,
knows?
I know one of the ladies that came forward was actually on your flight from the Bahamas.
Oh, that's right.
Wendy McClendon Covey.
She made it. She made it. She made it. She's here. She's here.
That's how she greeted Adam. Hey, Wendy, isn't that Adam Levine?
Oh, God. Roseanne has a new stand-up special coming early next year. It'll air on Fox Nation, the streaming service of Fox News. That's nice. It'll be her first comedy special in 16 years.
I'm surprised she can still stand up, let alone do stand-up.
Roseanne got canceled back in 2018 when she made a comment about former Obama aide Valerie Jarrett that may have been racist. What do you mean, may have?
I love when they do that.
Yeah.
The service. Yeah. We're like,
that's our friends, our DJ friends out there, our redneck DJ friends.
No, we don't want to offend anybody.
Right? You get that from them, too?
Yeah, of course. Right? The politics are very clear. Yeah.
That led to her, Mike, work harder and get your own stuff.
Yeah. What do you say? Work hard, Christian Bale, that type of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he dresses down his employees, too.
Yeah.
That led to her losing her gig on ABC's Roseanne and the Conners. Fox says, quote, "Roseanne is a comedy icon whose humor connects with the American audience like no other. Her ability to channel the challenges of everyday people and find the humor in it all has earned her the passionate following of millions of dedicated fans." So if she's on that particular outlet, do you think that her stand-up special will have any political edge to it?
Of course.
Absolutely.
You say it's a
She's trying to find an audience, and that's probably the path of least resistance to her for her. If you want Roseanne, watch her first appearance on The Tonight Show from 30 years ago. She was funny then.
Mike, I forgot about that clip. There was la 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 la, just walking around with the light when he was on the Terminator reboot.
Yes.
This is Christian Bale, and he's yelling at the lighting tech.
Yeah.
Because he's in the middle of a scene.
Somebody walked in back of him or something.
Amateurs, that's it.
Find that, Rob. We have that somewhere.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, that's not what I wanted. I wanted this, and now I got rid of it. Anyway, Megan Thee Stallion will pull double duty on Saturday Night Live, hosting and acting as her own musical guest on October 15th. This will be Megan's first time hosting, but her second time on the show. She was the musical guest back in 2020. Season 48 opens on October 1st with hosts Miles Teller and Kendrick Lamar as musical guests. I think Miles Teller is going to be good on it.
He's
a good actor.
Have you seen on NBC or Peacock is running it too, the promo for their new episodes? I was going to save it for the Sound Town, but here it is.
Kick your fucking ass! I want you off the fucking set, you prick!
I'm sorry.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for one fucking second. The are you doing?
All right, sorry, Steve. All right, you got to stop it. It's all F words.
Right, Pony, I'm sorry about that. We're going to have to work on that.
Let me get the la 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 la.
Do a really nice job on that. October 8th, Brendan Gleeson will host, and the musical guest will be Willow Smith.
Oh, Shake Your Hair.
Yes, yeah, very excited. Very good. The line to see the Queen's casket in London was insanely long this week. Even David Beckham waited 13 hours.
Yes.
So someone polled thousands of Americans and asked how long they've ever waited in line for something. For most of us, it's only an hour or two. There's nothing in life that I hate more than a line. I can't even describe
it. It's better now that we can have our phones with us.
Yeah, I hate it. Some have waited much longer. 42% said an hour or less, including 15% who've never waited more than 30 minutes in line. So they've obviously never flown
around the holidays.
I've never waited
anytime, ever. I don't wait. Line. I don't.
Another 25% said 2 hours, 15 said 3 to 4, 2% said up to 8 hours in line, and 3% have waited even longer than that. And I'm going to ask Rob Spiewak, because he's the concert goer of our group, what's the longest you've ever waited in a line?
I've probably done an hour at a theme park for a key ride, but I can't imagine going more than an hour.
I've done like easy 6 hours or more. Miami.
You've done 6 hours?
Miami immigration. To come in from Bolivia?
Yeah.
Hold on. That gets a little... There we go.
But you know, Mike...
That was a little loud. That's for Oscar Santana. Funny line of the show. Savor this for a second, Rob. Close the mouth and savor this for a minute. That is a great line for Miami immigration. That's fantastic.
You're grading on a curve today. You're grading on a curve.
I'm grading on a curve. Support your brother sometimes.
You can be.
In a while.
But also, Mike, I did interview the Star Wars people that were in line for like 3 days. So I know the kind of person that has the time to do it. I don't care to be
the mysticism.
Exactly, that guy. We've been playing Star Wars inspired Dungeons and Dragons to pass the time.
Hey, this story really made me nauseous.
Oh.
It grossed me out. So be warned. If you react like I do, I'm queasy just reading it again. I swear to God. Earlier this year, there was a TikTok health trend called the Sleepy Chicken Challenge.
Yes.
Where people were supposedly boiling chicken in NyQuil. Gag.
Watch these.
Yeah.
Some people claimed it could be a cure for a cold. I'm so grossed out. For most of us, common sense immediately flagged. This is an obvious no. For others, doctors came out right away, warned about the dangers. And now the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued an alert. The FDA says boiling a medication can make it much more concentrated and change its properties in unpredictable ways.
Boo!
Even if you don't eat it, don't just look at it. Eat it. Simply cooking NyQuil can wreak havoc on your lungs because you'd be inhaling the vapors.
Yeah.
The FDA's report seems to be a broader warning to parents about the serious dangers of social media trends, which can cause harm and even kill people.
Actually, this is not a goof. I do have one of the TikToks that I found, and listen to some of the science at the front of this clip. I think you'll enjoy it. This is an actual TikTok about NyQuil.
My wife got sick last night, so I'm cooking up some NyQuil chicken. I've done this in the past, and usually I use about, 4/3 of the bottle. Season that NyQuil in there just at the right temperature. You're going to want to let it sit there and sizzle for about, 5 to 30 minutes. Oh, sometimes the steam really makes you sleepy. What you're looking for is that blue color right there. Drain the unused right back into the NyQuil can, just like so. And boom, NyQuil chicken.
NyQuil can.
Yeah,
I have to go down and get a can of NyQuil, you dip ass.
He uses 4/3 of a bottle, so he's not real good on fractions. And also, he cooks it for 5 to 30 minutes. So is there any we can sort of...
It's nice window.
Yeah. Chicken soup for your Z's.
I like funny. Me the Wallet Hub list. I really do. An annual study found the happiest state in the U.S. In 2022. Here we go.
Okay.
All 50 states were ranked based on 30 different metrics. Emotional and physical health, career satisfaction, unemployment, life expectancy, depression, sleep, and weather. 10 happiest states... we've got Connecticut, Nebraska, Illinois, California, Idaho, New Jersey, Utah, Minnesota, Maryland.
Hey!
Coming in second next to Hawaii.
Yes.
Maryland.
O-Town. I've never been so happy.
There it is.
Yeah, it's
Maryland.
Great.
Your O's.
Yeah.
Wow. The 10 least happy. We go from Missouri, New Mexico, which I always thought was kind of a nice place, but I guess it can be kind of rough.
It's very, very dry.
Yeah. Tennessee, Oklahoma, there it is. Never miss. Mississippi.
Oh, the bottom 10.
Alabama, Kentucky, Arkansas, Louisiana, and ladies and gentlemen, coming in at numero uno.
Yes.
Can anyone guess for me the least happy state in the union?
Ooh. Is it regionally adjacent to some of those?
I got it.
Okay.
Alaska.
You are wrong. Wrong, Moose Breath. It's West Virginia.
West Virginia. Which is weird because it shares a border with Maryland, and Maryland is so happy.
That's truly amazing, isn't it? Now, little something something. He always assumed he'd die young, so he spent his time filming himself doing crazy stunts. And at age 48, Jackass star Steve-O, former friend of this show, actually a current friend of the show, has no signs of changing his ways. The prankster, who found fame on the MTV series with Johnny Knoxville, says he's facing a midlife crisis on steroids.
Oh, dear.
And plans to get a penis tattoo on his forehead as well as a boob job. Steve-O told the Guardians, G2, how he plans on doing the outlandish prank on his Gone Too Far tour. A future stand-up show that he hopes will continue his unique combination of comedy and film stunts. Only this time, raising the bar for crazy.
Okay.
And it always does involve, it probably will be his penis that he tattoos on his
forehead. God, I hope so.
He told the publication that he was legitimately horrified to look in the mirror and discover that not only is he developing man tees, but he has underboob too. And his quote is, if I'm going to be first to have TDs, then goddamn it, they're going to be double Ds. The penis tattoo follows a similar line of thinking. He explains, I feel compelled to draw attention away from the increasing wrinkling going on around my eyes. Clearly a big D on my forehead. Is all anybody's going to be able to see.
Clearly.
So it'll keep me young. What could be more rational? When you think of rational, you think of Steve-O. That's for sure, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely.
And then he went back on the show. Boiling his NyQuil, didn't he?
Boiling NyQuil from 5 to 30 minutes, if you're keeping track
at home. 4/3 of a can.
We are super late. Shocker. We will take a short break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Has this ever happened to you?
This guy saw me running. He's closing the door, pretending like he hasn't seen me I'm yelling.
Step up to a new experience in airline travel that's made for a powerful, sophisticated business leader like you.
I buy, you fly.
Santana Airlines shows you the difference between getting where you're going and leading the way.
It's not like we're in a hurry to go anywhere.
Santana Airlines, where everyone is treated like a CEO.
I'm a CEO.
I'm the president. She's vice president.
And as you enjoy the synergy of the amazing skies, use what little bandwidth you think is actionable and circle back to the amazing deals at the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center.
Leverage the value proposition of that low-hanging fruit. At the end of the day, it's a win-win. Just pivot and click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's amazing.
Hold that play!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because leaf piles, scenic drives, farmers markets, and hay rides are even better with a great night's sleep. Remember, sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. That's per night.
Every night?
That's up to 170 hours per year, which is nice. As the weather cools down, it's a time of transition, and quality sleep can help everyone in the family adjust to their new autumn routine. So, gradually adjust your new bedtime by 10 to 15 minutes a night. Prioritize your new schedule. Get your bedroom to between 65 and 68 degrees. Minimize all lights. Oh, we keep a nice dark bedroom. Yes. Pitch black is best. And reward yourself with quality sleep, the ultimate in self-care. If you really want the highest quality sleep, be like me. Get yourself a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. My Sleep Number setting is now a 65, and Carla remains at a 65. No, check that. I'm a 75 because of the back.
Yes.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Yeah. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Okay, we have a limited time to do this. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Quick question.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
What does the term "you can't have your cake and eat it too"? Like, I never understood what
it's for. It's for diabetics.
And how?
Oh, see, you tied him. Trust me, I know. He had Miami immigration, and you had that one. Come on.
I don't understand. I understand it in theory, but I don't understand it because
it's stupid.
But I didn't know, like, I was going to Google it, but I was like, maybe this is a simple answer to this.
It's not stupid. It's, I mean.
Why, if you have the cake.
Well, he's asking that because that's the line that was used by the master, the special master.
Yes.
Oh, don't start, Mike. Stop it. Well, thank you. Anyway, it's the special master said that. I don't even know the nature of the comment.
I shall Google that.
Somebody could Google it. Yes. If we had a staff, we'd have somebody Googling it right now. And,
I think it has to do with the fact.
Now, why don't you look it up? I would like you to look something up on the show. Instead of sitting there, I would love you to look something
last
up.
Last time I looked something up, you said, don't do it. I'm looking
Cambridge
it up.
Cambridge Dictionary.
Okay, now I need you to look it up.
Okay. Oh, Oscar has one here.
To do or get two things at the same time. That's what it means. You can't get two
still
things.
Still doesn't make
no,
sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. Right. That's not how
have
I would
use it. Have your cake
either.
And eat it.
Yeah. Eat it.
I
would say, but it wouldn't be funny if you said, you can't eat your cake and not gain weight.
That's a good classic one.
You cannot simultaneously retain possession of the cake and eat it too. Once the cake is eaten, it is gone.
Yes.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. That makes sense. You could chop the bird's head off and eat it for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
No.
If it's in the bush, it doesn't do you any good.
You taught me that one a long time ago.
Yes.
You taught me that one a long time ago. It was like, you have one bird, you're not going to catch the two in the bush.
I don't know why this quote is here.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
Yeah, because that's like speculation. If you have one bird, you've got a bird.
And the line is, you can't have... I'm running out of time. I don't have time for this right now.
Most notoriously, a young Theodore Kaczynski learned from his mother that you can't...
What, Ted Kaczynski?
Yes, that's what it says here. But I just think that's you can't have your cake. You can't eat your cake and have it too, was the correct way to say it. That's apparently what he wrote in his journal, which was wrong.
Okay, that's incorrect.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what you came up with?
Well, that's the first
time. Now I know why I don't have you look things up.
No, but I like mentioning Ted Kaczynski when I can.
Any chance you have.
Every time
I can. Quick story before we go. And then I want to come back and I want to talk KFC because I want to hear about
okay.
Do you think that's worth a discussion?
Oh, and my maybe God, we can, yes. Yeah.
And maybe during the break coming up, we can really go to town and find out the cake and eat it too because I'm still confused.
Okay.
And I think we owe it to our listeners to find
I'll
out
have
more.
Something.
Yesterday after the show, I take a trip down to a new pet store because they didn't have any live mice at the pet store that I frequent for our ball python, Jake.
Yesterday you had all kinds of mouse trouble.
Yeah, mice trouble everywhere.
Yes.
He was very hungry last week and I figured we were gone for a long weekend. So he's going to be super hungry because normally I feed him on a Saturday or a Sunday, but they can go up to a month without eating.
Okay.
That's the way it's explained to me. So she says, we don't have mice here, but Perky Pets does.
Ooh,
Perky Pets.
So I go down.
Is it owned by Tony Perkins?
Hi there. That's the only Tony Perkins. Hi.
I liked it.
All right. Don, what can you tell me? Anyway, hi. Screw Mike. Let me.
I found the answer you were looking for.
I don't
want to
do
the
show anymore. Yes, go ahead. What?
Okay. You can't have your cake and eat it too. This phrase is easier to understand if you read it as you can't eat your cake and have it too. Obviously, once you've eaten your cake, you won't have it anymore. Using and expressing the impossibility of
how... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can't eat your cake and have it too.
And
it can't be there
it.
For you if you eat it all.
Right.
Got it. I'm a moron.
Yeah.
I should have known
so
that right
I.
off the bat. I know, but you are... English is a second language for you. I should have known that. All right, back to my story.
And did you know, Mike, it's originally about urinal cakes.
Urinal cakes. You can't eat them and have them too.
Exactly.
To show your friends and trade and do things like that. So anyway... So I go down to Perky Pets, and it's much further north for me. It's a little bit more of a drive.
Uh-huh.
And I walk in, and there's an old lady at the counter from this pet store. And I walk in and say, can I get a live mouse? And I guess what I learned to find out is her husband's standing on the other side. And as soon as I say, can I have a live mouse, the lady goes, oh, no.
Mm.
And the guy behind the counter, much to my amusement, said, hey, go watch The Lion King. Which just made me laugh. It was funny. So she's getting her bird seed. That's what she was buying.
Yeah.
Bird seed.
Bird.
And she gets the bird seed. And about the time she's settling up with her bird seed, I did not choose to acknowledge her comment because she was fishing. She was looking for a discussion she wasn't going to get.
Right.
So the little package, the little box that they put, a little container that holds the live mouse comes out and I pay for it. And she's like, oh, here it is. Oh, boy. What? And she says, what are you feeding? And I looked her dead in the eye and I said, my ex-wife.
Wonderful.
That's my story. That's it. That's my little story. And I walked out smiling and she was not saying anything. And the guy behind the counter that made the Lion King comment thought it's the funniest damn thing he ever heard. That was it. Yes. And it made no sense, but it was just funny.
David Koechner would have loved that.
He would have enjoyed that.
He would
absolutely enjoyed that. We'll come back and we're going to reveal, I think everybody knows it now, the recipe for Kentucky Fried Chicken when we come back.
Robert Wood.
No, not quite.
I'm Robert Wood. I've got an amazingly large mouth.
Large mouth aside, that's still not quite it.
That poor man.
He's
all
best.
He does is make
He's wonderful.
Promise.
I love the man. I'm making fun because
He's
I love. I kid
guy.
Because I love.
And I love you guys too, but you know, let's face it, there's
Two.
Only one Robert Wood.
Oh.
And there's only one TMOS bonus show.
Two.
Subscribe today. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah.
Two.
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 The weather is gorgeous.
It is.
So lighten up and enjoy it. Really. Let me get calm for a second.
Okay. Lower the music.
It's been a real, real manic show. Lots of energy flying around. Let me tell you about Dadgrass. Dadgrass is great anytime. It can help you chill out before a big meeting. Is there any music behind me right now?
Yeah, there is. Just light. Yes, do you want light. Dry or do you want music?
No,
what
I want some mellow.
Something mellow.
Mike, I get me some Dadgrass. I'm subscribed to Dadgrass.
You've subscribed.
It can help you chill out.
Classic for it.
As a matter of fact, this might be fun to do on the show is to match the music to the commercials.
Please.
All right. Give me one moment
here. No, I'm not talking about, please. I mean, I'm talking about policy now. That's my new policy. It can help you chill out before a big meeting or be the replacement for that evening glass of wine. Dadgrass is legal organic hemp.
Hemp.
Is fantastic. It relaxes your body, mellows your mind. Dadgrass CBD products are made with 100%. Do we have any music?
Yes. It's coming right now.
Yeah. Dadgrass CBD products are made with 100% organic hemp. It's easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth. Try their token smokable pre-rolled joints, or if you prefer, hemp flower.
What?
Or their selection of CBD tincture drops.
Yeah, it's my go-to.
Whether you're looking for a new buzz or just a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over. And here's the good part. It ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS to check out their products. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. All right, so Rob came in the other day and said, I don't know if this has been all over the place online, but you said that you had information about KFC, which I always thought was a secret recipe.
Yeah, well, Esquire had posted this from a story that they had posted a little while ago, but I had never known this actual version of it. And it's great because it makes the KFC people look like idiots.
How so?
Because there's a guy, his name is Joe Ledington. He's an actual nephew of this guy, the Colonel. Mm-hmm. He's his blood nephew.
And was the Colonel a real person or wasn't that just an actor?
Yeah. No, he was a real guy and he was a Kentucky Colonel.
That invented the recipe for the fried chicken?
Not only did he do that, he also perfected the process. You see, Kentucky Fried Chicken is cooked in a pressure cooker.
Okay.
And that was sort of a new piece of technology. You could cook the chicken faster and juicier than competitors.
He created his own pressure cooker for the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing. Yeah, and he was a racist.
A voice from the heavens.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you.
I get excited.
My KFC is garbage compared to Popeye's, right? Can we all agree?
Well, KFC my makes question about chicken. The extra crispy KFC. They still have extra crispy, right?
Extra crisp.
Extra crusty.
No, it is extra crispy, yes.
It's entirely different.
It's entirely different.
The extra crispy can't be cooked in a pressure cooker, right?
No, it can. Sure it can.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Of course.
Would you stake your reputation on it?
Absolutely. I mean, think about it.
That they cook all their chicken in a pressure cooker?
Yeah, that's the way they do it.
Let me look.
All right. I'm just curious. So the Popeyes is just thrown in the deep fryer?
I think it's just deep fried. The other thing that Colonel Sanders did is before he had his own place, he would sublet it to other places. I remember there was a fast food joint in the D.C. area called Geno's that sold KFC.
I remember Geno's.
So it wasn't always just at KFC anyway.
Yeah, correct. Pressure cooker.
So this pressure nephew met with the writers for the Chicago Trib, and they were opening a Colonel Harland Sanders Museum as they were going through some personal effects. One of the things he pulled out was the last will and testament of his aunt, which is, of course, Colonel Sanders' wife. And there was something written on the back of the will. And they're just, doing a regular interview. And he says, can I see that? And here's what was written on the back of the will.
This is the recipe?
The actual 11 herbs and spices. And he says he would backpedal later, but they said, is that the original? And he
said, okay, here's what I want you to do. Do you have it there?
I do. And I was hoping
you have a pen or pencil?
I hope you would
I'm going to go through it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to see how many of the 11 I get.
Okay. Now here's right? the, here's and the two things you should
And I don't have anything in front of me. This is not cheating.
Can I also give you just a little more insight into how it's cooked? High temperature, industrial strength, pressure fryers.
Ah. Pressure fryers.
Yes.
Interesting. So they like button up the fryer. You'd think there'd be an explosion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. I see every employee I've ever seen there has been bright, so I think they don't let that happen.
I thought you were going to say it has been burned.
No, Mike, right. Just so before you make your guess, I'm going to lay two ground rules for you. This goes to 2 cups of white flour are all the 11 herbs and spices that are added to. So I'll give you the amounts that they go with 2 cups of flour. Also, when they did this in the test kitchen at the Esquire magazine, it was almost exactly right. Then they added MSG. Then it was exactly right. So MSG might be a later addition.
So this is all
Madison Square Garden?
Herbs and spices.
Yes.
Herbs and spices
there are 11.
Added to. And let me get one cheat here. Are salt and pepper included in
this? Yes, Mike. 2/3 of a teaspoon of salt. And let me get to it. 1 teaspoon of black pepper. And I will also give you this. 3 teaspoons of white pepper.
Mm.
Well, now I was going to say that. No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I know you weren't.
All right, so that's 3
so
of
I need
the 11.
8 more, yes.
All right, paprika.
Mike, 4 teaspoons of paprika coming in at number 8.
Can I guess one?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Will, but this is a community
adobo.
Effort.
Adobo.
No adobo. As a matter of fact, Colonel Sanders shot anyone who brought adobo.
He did Miami immigration. Look what he did today. That's 2. He did Miami immigration and adobo. That's funny. Cumin.
Cumin? My ass. No cumin. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn it. Oh, okay.
Paprika.
Pony, you can
he
play.
He just guessed
this,
paprika.
I know you'd like to do that. I already said paprika.
Paprika.
And it's not paprika. I've seen that on cooking shows. Put a little paprika in it. It's paprika.
Do you keep it in your larder? I always keep smoked paprika in my...
What's a larder?
That's your cabinet. Your I was just saying that to get a reaction out of you.
Your larder. The f*** is a larder?
I don't know how many more spices or oregano.
All right, hold on. All right, I'm going to try. Okay.
Hold it.
Okay,
do we count Oscar's guess of oregano?
Did he say oregano?
He did.
Okay.
Number
4
oregano is 1/3 of a teaspoon of oregano.
Okay. Something.
Yeah. Pony, you want to try one?
Thyme.
Thyme?
Thyme.
I haven't. There's not enough thyme. Right. 1/2 teaspoon of thyme. Number 2.
Okay. Tarragon. Mm.
I use it on my sore muscles all the time.
Oh, no tarragon.
Okay. Parsley.
No, I'm sorry. There is no parsley.
Damn it.
Mm. Rosemary?
Yes, honey. No, there is no rosemary in the
basil.
Basil? 1/2 teaspoon basil.
Mm. Yes. Ding for this man.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll give myself a ding.
Yeah.
That leaves 1, 2, 3, 4... 5 ingredients we have not... 4 ingredients that
Old
we have not...
Old Bay.
No!
No, that's a mixture. That's a mixture. You understand what I'm saying? That's a mixture.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
You understand that?
Like, Mike, you've been arguing with him for hours.
I know this is in there. What? Sage.
I was shocked, Mike. None sage.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and
Pony,
sage
do you
pairs
try
with
again?
Chicken better than anything.
We're running out of options.
I gotta look at what herbs are.
Thanks a lot, Pony. We're not running out of options. There are millions of them.
I'm trying to think.
I can give you a hint, if you like. Think of different variants of salt.
Celery salt.
1 teaspoon celery salt.
Garlic powder.
Oh.
Mike, I'll give it to you. 2 teaspoons garlic salt.
Garlic salt.
Did somebody already ask or guess chili powder?
Chili powder, not part of it. That leaves
onion powder.
No, I'm sorry. There are two spices or herbs left.
Fennel seed.
I'm sorry, what?
Fennel seed.
Not fennel, no.
Oh, man.
Mike, one of them I'd say leans sweet, one leans savory.
Mm. Nutmeg.
Nutmeg is in the ballpark, I would say, but it's...
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon, no.
Cilantro.
Allspice?
No. But you're in the neighborhood. You're in the neighborhood. If you're thinking like Christmas style.
Mint.
Not mint.
Dill.
Not dill.
Star anise.
Not star anise.
That's it. Tell us the last one. That's it. He won. Everybody's bringing the game today.
Dried mustard.
Okay.
And the one I was trying to lead you to, 1 teaspoon ground ginger. Ground ginger.
The remake of A Star Is Born starring Kristen Chenoweth in Star Anus.
But that's the recipe if you want to make it. If you want the recipe, well,
tomorrow on the show, please, we'll give you it at the beginning. Give us that recipe again and give it an order because we mucked it
and
all
up. And I also,
up,
Mike,
okay?
I also have a tape I'd like to play if that's okay.
Oh, yes. It might be a little tribute to the Colonel.
The Colonel. The racist Colonel.
On the show. Star Anus. Funny. Always.
Sleek design, high performance, and plenty of heart-racing comedy power. It's an all-new bonus show loaded with these features.
Is that the 7-seater?
This is where I buy all my S-classes.
My S-classes, the most expensive Mercedes in town.
Dieter wants a 7-seater.
Robin Oscar sounds like someone whose name is Robin Oscar.
I would like it to say, here's Rob without Oscar.
I'm acting as a roadblock of justice.
You can take those carrots and stick them.
Everything's about you. Here's Rob.
If you haven't heard the TMOS bonus show test drive an episode today, or step up to a monthly or yearly subscription, feel the excitement and visit MikeOMaraShow.com.
And now we sell the cars.
Adobo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, we all love Rothy's, the best shoes in our closets.
Yeah.
And look at Rob. He's showing it to you right now. That's the Chelsea boot.
It is the Chelsea boot. I love it.
And Oscar's got the sneak, the RSO1 sneaker.
Just bought myself a pair of black ones.
As a matter of fact, if you go to the Rothy's website, as you get ready for autumn, they have new boots and new colors, and they are gorgeous. Check them out.
Whether it's any of these beautiful shoes, you're going to love them. They're insanely comfortable, and you can wear them with anything from sweats to suits.
Yep.
Rothy's feel broken in right out of the box. They are machine washable, and they're knit with 100% recycled materials, which I think is so cool. Even the sneaker laces are made from recycled plastic water bottles. No wonder Rothy's best-selling men's shoes get a 5-star review from almost every single customer. To top it all off, the driving loafer was named one of Time Magazine's 100 best inventions of 2021 in the style category, calling it an ideal shoe for the late pandemic era. Step into something fresh with Rothy's. With new products for men and women, you can snag shoes for yourself or someone you love. For a limited time, get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS. That's $20 off at Rothy's.com/TMOS.
Sound Town.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Mike, are you aware that today is a DJ day of note?
I had no idea.
It is, and I think you're going to want to talk this one up, especially if you like Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember?
Guess who's going to see them tomorrow night?
Are you really?
I am going to see Earth, Wind, and Fire tomorrow night, September.
Yeah, I was going to say the 21st night of September.
And as you remember?
Hey, everybody. Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, let me tell you about Earth, Wind, and Fire. EWF, everybody. Mrs. O'Mara could not be more excited to be going to the show. No, that's a lie. Yeah, she actually rolled her eyes when I told her the concert was tomorrow night. I don't care, Carla. Screw you. I'm going to have a fantastic time. Yeah,
it's the 21st night.
Seriously, we're at the game.
Cool.
I mean, we're at my son's baseball practice last night. I say, hey, Earth, Wind, and Fire tomorrow. She's like, yeah. I said, don't do that. Yeah.
Are they touring with anybody? Sometimes they tour with Chicago. Is there another act or is it just them?
They've got an opening act, Slim Whitman.
Oh, he's good.
I thought it was the Tectonic Plates.
The Tectonic Plates.
I remember you.
Okay.
Tectonic Plates.
So, Mike, if I say to you...
That was the worst and dorkiest science joke ever.
It was good, though. You know what you're doing? You're narrowcasting.
Excitement.
Mike, yes. If I say to you Semper Supra, what does that mean to you?
It
has nothing to do with Toyotas.
Stay the course.
No, it means always above. That's the motto of the United States Space Force.
Space Force.
They released the theme song of Space Force.
Oh, no.
And it's not quite as catchy as those caissons keep rolling along or anchors away. I want to play you what the United States Space Force Orchestra or band.
I have it. Oh, you don't have it? I mean, okay. I know. I've had it because I enjoy it.
Okay, please play it for me.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right,
boys.
How? Hey, Space Force. Space Force. Space Force. Ricky Skaggs, WABA.
Sorry about that. Stop.
All right.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Is it locked now? Mike, your joke answer is actually more, I would rather have that be the Space Force theme than
Let's
this.
Listen.
This is called Semper Supra, Always Above. Joke.
Is this 1938?
They could have picked any song from the Armageddon soundtrack.
I know. And true.
This is not fair. I think, look, I believe, look, you know, I'm a space guy.
Yes, you are.
I got my space hat on.
He's
right
wearing
now.
His space hat.
My inspiration.
Yeah. Well, let it play to the label here, Oscar.
Look. As a resident space nerd,
yes.
If any other administration had launched this faction of our military.
It's the newest portion of our military, Mike.
And Netflix hadn't made a series about it.
Right.
We would
a
have
comedy
been a,
series.
Yeah, comedy series. We would have been in a better place.
It's funny that you said space that. Let's hear it for Space Force.
I would like to hear a Space Force spirit on three. One, two, three.
Space Force spirit.
That's really it. That's not a joke.
No, I'll play just a little bit of it. They don't even mic the horns right.
They don't mic anything right. It's terribly produced. Just like brought a cassette in.
Oh, Space Force.
It's a grift.
Anyway, Mike, I wanted you to know that we do have good music on the vault
yes.
today. On the as
okay,
we visit
very good.
Soundtown.
I'm excited about that.
In Utah, there is a Republican senatorial candidate named Linda Paulson. She's an older lady. She's got gray hair, but that doesn't mean she's not hip, because her campaign song is rap, and kids love rap.
Okay.
So if you're an older senatorial candidate from Utah, here's the rap that you could do if you want to be in the Senate.
Hey, Utah District 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year. My name is Linda Paulson, Republican and awesome. Love God and family and the Constitution. I tried to get another conservative to run. Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done. I'm pro-religious freedom, pro-life, pro-police, the right to bear arms and the right to free speech. I want less government control and regulation, want to stop and expose all political corruption. Where's integrity, morality, accountability? Government programs should lead to self-sufficiency and support traditional family. As the
oh no, really? I thought it was getting better.
I dumped no words to put my Bahamas airport thing in. And this is a no words moment.
You really, wow. Mike, your mouth was hanging open when
no,
I played that.
I just can't believe how horrible it
was. Yeah, well, you know it's good. Just it's not good like this.
This is so amazing.
Oh, God.
You know what, like Jimmy Cagney ought to come walking out.
I was wondering, Mike, if we wanted to update our show theme, if I could get an instrumental of Semper
Supra. So play the opening intro for it, you know? All right, dude walking in. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
And you know what? It's not entirely un-German. I'm just going to say that.
But it's also, now, this is, I like a great march.
I do too.
I really do.
I do too.
I love the Navy, the Marines,
yep.
the
yes.
Army.
You love America.
You know, from the halls of Montezuma, up
yes.
we go into the wild blue yonder with the Air Force.
It's wonderful.
You know, it's fantastic. This sucks.
I would like to hear Space Force spirit on three. One, two, three.
Space Force spirit.
And let's close with this, Mike. A young six-year-old is on his dirt bike, and he totally over the handlebars face plants. And
scary.
You would think that a six-year-old would be upset by that. This kid handles it like a champ.
Whoa. It was just
dude stuff.
It's just dude stuff.
Aww. It's just dude stuff. I'm a tough kid.
That's all we got today, Mike. That's all
we
got
to get out of here. Thank you for listening. Our thanks to David Koechner. He will be at the Arlington Cinema and Draft House this coming Thursday through Saturday. And check him out. It's really funny. They got a great office trivia show on Saturday, a matinee, too. You might want to check that one out as well. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Space Force Spirit.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, that's awful.